Yes, so Dam is a comm just south of El Fasher, and we have assessed a very critical nutritional situation back in January and March. And basically, we are responding there with medical and nutritional program. And same goes in El Fasher town, where we are supporting a Saudi hospital. Since May, when the combat started, the war started in El Fasher and Zamzam, situation is quite critical. In El Fasher, we have been bombed 10 times and changed medical structures. Now we are only supporting the Saudi hospital, which is the only public hospital remaining in El Fasher, a town for 500,000 people, and which has been hit this weekend. In the camps, situation is quite critical. There is high level of malnutrition. And right now, we are in a difficult situation because we have difficulty in supplying our programs with life-saving nutritional and medical items. We sent two trucks for that 6 weeks ago, and since 4 weeks, they are blocked by RSF in Cap Kabir. And we need these two trucks to make refurbishment, otherwise we'll start to cut some items of the programs. We might, you know, stop treating moderate malnutrition. We had to change some antibiotic like amoxicillin for others because we are running short of amoxicillin. And we need these two trucks and further trucks in order to ensure that we have continued supplies to maintain our project.
The two warring parties seem nowhere near reaching some compromise. How do you work in that kind of situation?
So it's quite difficult because in El Fasher, the situation is very dangerous when there is a war because the medical structure has been bombed multiple times. In Zamzam, the situation that is very difficult is for the supply. I mean, right now, we could have agreement with the government to use the Tine border from Chad, but they refuse that we use a route that might be more practical through Adre, and that's a problem. And once we enter, there is some RSF area to be crossed, whether from Tine or from Adre. And we have problem in passing with the truck as we are experiencing presently with the two trucks that are currently blocking Cap Kabir.
Do you have any protection from either party?
So we are respected by other parties, but our experience is that they don't spare medical structure. When there is fighting, we cannot say that there is an intention to target medical structure. But there is no intention to spare them during the practice of war. So when you are caught into both fire, situation is quite dangerous. So because of this, we had to reduce our activity in El Fasher. And for the same reason, we had to temporarily suspend the presence of our team in Khartoum for the Turkish hospital.